Thank you so much.
Praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. How great thou art. How great thou art, Father God. Thank you for creating your us. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to be a sacrifice for us, an unblemished lamb, so that all of our sin and iniquities and transgressions would be forgiven. And thank you for choosing us to be your son's bride, his elopture bride. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We praise you, Father God. Praise you, Holy Spirit. We love you all. We love you, Holy Trinity. Thank you, Jesus and Holy Spirit, for being with us at your church today. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to host and being the pastor of our church. We thank you for guiding us at every step of our walk with you. Praise you, Jesus. We worship you. Thank you for putting us together as a family to be together at times such as this. Thank you for choosing us at a time such as this so we can laugh with each other and fellowship with each other and share our flirts and visions and dreams that you have given us, knowing that you are coming to pluck us from this awful earth any second, any minute, in a blink. We're all going to be gone. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. We praise you. I cover the whole RCC church and their families with the precious blood of Jesus. I just lift all of the RCC and their families up to you, Lord Jesus, and please shower them with your supernatural favor and blessings. Please shower them with your peace and with your patience and with your endurance. Please shower us with your strength and with your love and happiness and joy while we wait for you to come take us home. Thank you for healing any of our members or their family members that are sick. Thank you for showering them with your energy and with your perfect health, for by your stripes we are healed. Thank you for healing us in any aspect of our lives, whether it be financial, emotional, infirmities or sickness, disease. Thank you. By your stripes we are healed, Lord Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, everyone, let's put on our full armor of God. Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying all the saints. Thanks be to God. Ephesians 6:13 through 18. And then let us do Psalm 91. All right. For further protection, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall by your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against this stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. When he calls upon me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Do you say me pray? Amen. That's Psalm 91. So welcome, everyone. RCC, where Jesus Christ is our pastor and Holy Spirit our guide. Of course, Abba Father, our Father God, our Creator. All right, let's welcome everyone to chat. Hi, Ben. Welcome to chat. Love you. Welcome, Judy, to chat. Love you. Welcome, guests to chat. We love you. And we'd love for you to make a name for yourself. Log in. create a profile, make a name for yourself, so we can welcome you to our church officially by name and not by a guest number. And if it's one of our CMC members already that is at work and has to listen on the computer, we love you. Welcome, Alana. Love you. Welcome, Bill. Love you. Welcome, Raina. Love you. Welcome, Michelle. Love you. Welcome, Rosemary. Love you. Welcome, Jerry. Love you. And let's see. That is it in chat. All right. So I'm going to read Psalm 90. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations, before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn men back to dust, saying, return to dust, O sons of men. For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. You sweep men away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass in the morning. Though in the morning it springs up new, by evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. We have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. Finish our years with a moan. The length of our days is 70 years or 80, if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For your wrath is as great as the fear that is due you. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, O Lord. How long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all your days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. Make your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. That's Psalm 90. All right. Let me welcome some brides on the line. I have Sarah Bell. Hi, Sarah Bell. Love you. Welcome.
Hi there.
What's going on?
Hello. Well, quite a lot, but okay. I got to share this flirt. This is crazy.
Okay,
so I had a little incident with my family recently. It wasn't anything too extreme, but basically I was talking about the rapture, and I was asked, well, I can still see you. You're still here, aren't you, right? And there's a song that I was going to play. It's by a band called Linkin Park, and the song was called She Couldn't. And I was going to play that song, but before I did, I paused it, and I just started to talk to the Lord about some things. And the Lord, he basically said, you are asked. He told me, you are asked if you are still here on the earth. And he said, this is my response. I'm taking my daughter. And it's like he was responding to them when he spoke to me at that moment. And so when I was playing this song, and by the way, I play this song regularly, so I know the words, but like now, like the words really stood out. And the lyrics to the song is, you know she couldn't stay here with you. You know she had to go. Even though she couldn't stay here with you, you know you're not alone. And then it says, no matter what you think you did wrong, it won't be long till everyone knows. She knew she had to go along. Won't be long till everyone knows. So it's like it's like his timing to tell me that. And then that song was so cool. It was very reflective. And it was crazy. And it's amazing how, like, there are things that you cannot see until he brings it to your attention. You could be staring at it for years, and you don't get it until he relates it to you in that way. So. It was crazy.
Wow, that is
awesome.
That is so cool. Welcome Deborah to chat, and I don't know if I welcome you, Bill, to chat, and Judy to chat. I love you all. Wow, that is awesome. That is so awesome. How fun! How cool.
Yeah, I know. It's like, Lord, so
Jesus,
neat.
You're wonderful. Thank you for all the flirts. And thank you for coming to get us in a blink in a second. So all of our words stand true because you are true and faithful, and you do not lie and you do not play mm-hmm. games. So all the people we've told we're leaving now, will finally see that we weren't lying, that we weren't crazy, that we are going and we are gone. So that's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Let's welcome Mama Pat on the line. Hi, Mama Pat.
Oh, hi. Hi, how's everybody? That was beautiful, honey. Oh, wow. Thanks for sharing that. That had to make
you're
me
welcome.
Feel really good. That was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
What song is
yeah.
that,
though?
This
is by Linkin Park.
I can read later. Can read it later.
Oh, just a second, Mama Pat. What is it, sir?
Yeah. What,
it's,
honey?
It's by Linkin Park, and it's called She Couldn't, like She Could Not.
Oh, okay,
isn't that perfect?
Cool.
What a perfect,
okay.
perfect.
Yeah,
wow.
Are you saying you have something you could read?
Yeah, he and I, yeah, just a paragraph. Wow, it's just so beautiful. I just, you know how I just, you just happen to turn to something. So, so I think it would be uplifting too. But if you want to, you know, we can do this later even. So if you want to get some other people on or whatever you want to do.
We are, we're in right now,
it.
So if you want to read it now, that's fine.
Okay, yeah. And this is written in 1940, okay? Gabrielle. So Jesus says, have this blessed assurance that the anxieties and toil of the world are not to be compared with the reward. And the reward is your Christ. Just think of it. So take heart. Bear everything for love in order to win love, to win paradise, to win the eternal God. There is your work. You have seen how ephemeral. I'm terrible, I'm sorry. Everything of time is. But remind yourself of that understanding you had of eternity. It was as though you had always just arrived, and the earth seems so small to you, a mere point, so far away and like a dream. Then, since you are still in the midst of earth's battle, accept the loss of everything. You will find everything again and for always. And he said to her, do you believe in my love? And she says, yes, Lord. He says, do you firmly believe in my love? Yes, Lord. Do you always believe in my love? Yes, Lord. Then give yourself in your wholeness to me without ever taking yourself back. That means denying preferences, waiting, wanting my joy and my kingdom of love. It means forgetting yourself and remembering me, my being, not an exact tyrant, but a lamb slain for love. All of you one, one body, one soul, one prayer. I choose some only to reach the others. Let us be one, all of us together. I thought you might like that.
Wow, that's awesome.
And, yeah. And see, you just turned to that because he knew we wanted to hear that. So, Holy Spirit, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
No fret, nothing. Everybody be one. Don't worry about anything. I just sent you guys, my dear Alana, our dear Alana, sent me a woman, a sign for such a time. I sent it to all of you. Now, this is, again, too, today is like, yo, whoa. It's for the 24th. And it's powerful. I mean,
I didn't get it. I'm looking. I didn't get it.
Oh, you know what, Tana? Your stuff comes back to me.
Oh,
you and Rosemary, I get notices that you don't get my stuff.
Oh, I get
so
most
I don't know.
Of it. I get most
yeah.
of it. I try. Okay, I just got it now. It just
okay.
came through.
Yes.
I had something on my computer. I was hacked a long time ago, and with this,
me too.
And I didn't know that person's email was still in my. They created an email account. With my name, but they, you know, a different carrier, like MSN,
yeah.
but they use my mm-hmm. letters. And so anyway, they took all my contacts, everything. So I changed the password and everything, but I didn't realize from this computer and from my Yahoo account that everything, the return was going, if someone replied to me, it was all going back to this hacker's account. Not to
yeah.
mine.
And
I think they closed it because all of you would get it, like, turned, sent back to you. So that must have closed. Praise the Lord for that, because God is protecting
you. But you're getting
me.
Stuff.
But Jared talked me through how to change it. So now everything that I send from my computer is going to be my account, and it'll go back to me. So
okay.
y'all shouldn't have. So when you reply to me, I should get it right in my account, and no one has
okay,
to.
Okay,
like,
then you did. You did get this, but this is a very powerful message. Yeah, this
yeah,
is like yo.
That's awesome. We'll read it, and I'll let you read it in a moment if you want.
Oh, no, get everybody on, yeah.
I had a dream. I don't remember it at all. All I know is two of the key players in my dream. Are you listening, Bill? Bill, you and Bella were in my dream last night. So what you were doing, why you were there, all I remember is you, Bill, and Bella were in my dream. Jared and I, we prayed that all of us at the RCC had the same dream. So I don't know I don't think it worked. Or maybe some of you had the same dream. Or maybe, Bill, maybe you had the other part of the dream of you and Bella walking in my dream. But we prayed everyone in the RCC had the same dream. And it was like some kind of timing, the exact day, and that we would remember it of when we were being eloped with. So did anyone have a dream giving us our exact day timing? Because we prayed for that. And my dream was with Bill and Bella walking in my dream. That's all I had.
Oh, how sweet.
I mean, there was more to it, obviously, but the only thing I remember are Bill and Bella walking in my dream.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
That's a good dream.
Yeah. So I wish I remembered what was going on in my dream besides Bill and Bella, but...
Yeah, but I know what you mean.
At least there were some RCC members in my dream.
I've had that, too, where there's been members of you guys in my dreams, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was always good. It was always a good dream. But a long time ago. I can't remember anything.
I don't remember the other dream that I had with Jared in it either. I don't think I'm supposed to remember all that. Mm-hmm. I just players.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a song, and then we can read that. We can read, either you or I can read that thing you sent.
Oh, sure.
All right. So here we are. We're going home.
It's the second one. Yeah, it's the second one. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Trying to hide the pain. I'm going to the place where love is even good, don't ever cost a thing. In the pain you feel a different kind of pain. I'm not running.
Oh, I'm on mute. I'm saying all this stuff. We love you, Jesus. Praise you. We worship you. At all. And he's not. He's hearing me, but none of you are.
That was nice, too.
We love you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. We are going home. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Mama Pat. Let me read a couple dreams before they disappear.
Sure. Go ahead, honey.
Rena had said in chat, she had a dream about all of us together in an empty city walking. It was like a ghost city or something, she said. Let's see. And then Michelle had an amazing dream. I want to say mine was very similar to yours, Raina, but I don't remember much of it. And then Michelle had a dream today that she had a wedding to go to in 15 minutes, and she was already at the church but needed to decide what to wear, and she said her clothes were already at the church. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And, of course, yes, your dress already is in heaven. Rosemary said your dress is in heaven. Your gown is already in heaven. Let's see. I'm seeing a seminar. Oh, okay. You can call and give more details about your dream, Michelle. I just said it, but okay. Here's Michelle. Mm. Okay, Michelle.
Hi, everyone.
Hi,
Michelle.
Love you.
Love you, honey. Yeah, I had a couple of flirts. That was one of them, actually.
You can call
it
again. It's gonna be better from your mouth. Your dream. Tell us your dream.
I was at the church, and there was this wedding that was going to start in 15 minutes, and I was like, I need to get dressed. I need to change. I was like, oh, no, I don't have my clothes. And then all of a sudden I went into a back room, and my clothes appeared, and I had a couple dresses to pick from. So I was like, okay, this is cool. I'll hurry up and change and go to the wedding.
Wow, that's awesome. What color were the dresses?
Let's see. I don't really remember, but I think one was like blue and one was red. I don't exactly remember, but yeah.
Awesome.
And then my second flirt was this morning when I was getting off of work, heading to my car. It was about 36 degrees or so out, and I saw three bunnies in the field.
Oh.
I was like, oh.
Rapture wabbits.
Wabbits to wabbits.
Yes.
Aw, that's cool.
Cute.
Did you name them? Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Hey, all right.
Exactly, yes.
All waiting. Waiting to take you. All of us.
Oh, how cute.
I think it's so funny how, we're so close and we know Jesus is going to take us in any second that if we don't hear from one of our friends or any communication, it's like, did you poop? Making sure, because it was so cute, because we were in late night chat the other day, the day we really thought we were going, and Alana appeared like later, in the wee morning. She's like, is anyone still here? Let me know if you get this email and you're still here. we responded. I think Jericho sent an email saying, yeah, we're still here. We didn't poof. So it's funny because, it's constantly texting. Are you here? Or just not even like, are you here? But just texting something just to see if you get a response. To make sure that person hasn't poofed, but we're all poofing together. But it's like, that's how close we are. It's like, just making sure that no one left yet. Or if they did leave, then knowing we're seconds behind them. So, yeah. Awesome. So, yeah, I welcome Raina. She's not going to talk, but hi, Raina. Welcome.
Hi, Raina.
And thank you, Jesus. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to lay your healing hands upon Raina's head. Thank you, Jesus. We bind and rebuke you all, evil spirits and demons, not from God, that are pressing on Raina's head, and we command you to flee now. We cast you out now. We command you the feet of Jesus until judgment day. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. Thank you, Jesus, for laying your healing hands upon Raina's head and healing her head. And thank you, she's healed from the top of her head to tips of her toes, all cells perfectly aligned. Thank you, in Jesus' name, we loose peace and happiness and joy to Raina. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You are healed, Raina. You are healed. Jesus has healed your head. So, awesome. Any more alerts or anything, Michelle?
No, not really. Actually, yes, there is one. Our office has a Facebook page, and I was looking at that overnight, and it said something about that 444 people had viewed our page or something, but it Ooh. Just so happened to be that number, 444.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. But I like the number of us. I think I had 444. I was doing a checkout. I don't know if the checkout tax was 444 or something, but it was 444. And I'm like, yes, thank you, Jesus, for my flirt.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mama Pat, do you want to read?
Okay. Yeah, let me get this back here again, guys. There are two of them. They're both very good, so I don't know if you want me to. Oh, I want to read them both. They're just so
read
good.
One and then.
Okay, we can do one later. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. This is for January 24th. This is from a woman assigned for such a time, and she said, "Today I was reviewing words from the Lord. Today is Shavuot 4 on the Hebrew calendar, 11th month, 4th day." So I traced all words given on that particular date, 11-4. The Lord instructed me to post this word to the blog. I pray it be an encouragement to the bride. May you all be blessed. My daughter, Jesus, the time is now come, and the hour set. Much shall come upon this nation, this earth. The purgings have begun. I have set you apart for such a time as this. I am who I am, the great Jehovah, and I am moved from my place. The injustices done to my children, I personally repay. There will be a reward, great reward, to the wicked and to the just, a great separation, division, not schism, but distinction of what's right and what's wrong. Be my light, my shining light, burn ever so brightly for all to see. I shall lift you up and place you in your place in me. I awake with a shout. Arise, arise, my great army. You see, I am the ultimate general, and my strategy is sure. My army shall stand before me and receive their instructions and medals for service rendered and a job well done. Fret not, for all that you see and hear, I am bringing about my order, my good pleasure, and none can stop me. Know that already you celebrate my blessings, my outpourings upon your life. Any attempt to harm you, I take it personally. Now I repay. Sit tight, my beloved. Daddy's here, and now you shall see the demonstration of who I am. I am able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, and the power that worketh in you is faith, because you dare believe, because you just dare believe. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, for the King of glory shall come in. I am the Lord of hosts. I am the King of glory. I am that I am. I am God. Be still now, my child, for I come to deliver and set free in me. How about that one, guys?
Wow.
And the second one is even better, but we can do that later.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
Thanks for sharing.
Oh, my joy. So let me, you know, later on we can do the other one, and it'll just give you just joy as well as this one. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play another song to praise and worship our King, our Lord and Savior. Praise you, Jesus.
He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. How he loves us all. Oh. Like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affection.
For loving us. We thank you. We feel your love. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you, Father God, our Abba. We love you. Thank you for loving us and creating us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding us and counseling us. We love you, Holy Spirit. All right, let's welcome Deb. Oops, there we go. Hi, Deb. Welcome. Love you, Deb. You're unmuted, Deb, if you want to talk. and participate. Otherwise, we love you and chime in when you want.
Hi, honey.
All right, so I'm going to read Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud or to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us. No one can recount to you. Where I speak and tell of them, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offerings you did not desire, but my ears you have pierced. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, O my God, your laws within my heart. I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, as you know, O Lord. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and salvation. I do not conceal your love and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, O Lord. May your love and your truth always protect me. For your troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me. I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Be pleased, O Lord, to save me. O Lord, come quickly to help me. May all who seek to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire to ruin my ruin be turned back in disgrace. Those who say to me, ah, ah, aha, aha, be appalled at their own shame. May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation always say, the Lord be exalted. Yet I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. O God, do not delay. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 40. Awesome. I love these love letters for us. All right, Mama Pat, do you want to read the other one?
Oh, sure. Hang on, let me go back here. Okay. Hang on 1 second. Here we go. This is so good, too. Oh, this is the word I received this morning while in prayer. This is a little longer, but I think you're going to just enjoy it as much. My child, what you've been waiting for is come. It is I who have come. I know your heart is torn. This sentence here is going to give peace to everybody, because I know we've all been like, whatever, okay? I know your heart is torn, beloved, and you really just don't know how to feel. Is that a good one? I've separated you by truth, which has eliminated you from many. Even when you reach out, your extension is cut off, because many choose error to remain comfortable in self. But I did not come to make men comfortable. I came to change them into my image, into that which was in the beginning. Now shall it be in the end as it was. I have seen and heard all the injustices of men. I have watched my people kill the me in them by way of a watered-down, lukewarm version of my gospel. They changed my words. They make them mean bondage instead of freedom by my spirit. The law is spiritual, and the carnal flesh of man has made it of no effect. But I tell you this day that I am in no wise come to abort that by which man is expected to live by, but to show you the better way in love. Men's hearts are so erected around the god of self that they really think they can earn what I offer freely, what I so freely give. How absurd. I need those who will not only live the Torah of my spirit, but teach it to others as well. Daughter, listen to what you just said. And this is the lady now speaking, not verbatim, she says. She says, I was just elaborating with the Lord just how difficult it is for the truth to be seen and or told, because so many are doing it their own way. I pretty much shared how does one see the truth when all they have are different recipes of lies mixed with truth to ingest, etc. Then Jesus continues, He says, this is the plight of many. Can you imagine my children young in the faith and the total confusion and inward mass hysteria it brings? That is why I am looking for those who will wear my word in demonstration and give it away to others so they can do the same. This ludicrous behavior done in my name is overwhelmingly disgusting and indeed a direct offense against me and the will of the Father concerning mankind. My sheep, my true sheep, suffer, are mutilated and maimed for the misuse of the sword, which was to sever the soulish things from the spiritual. But the misuse and misguided teachings of man have used it to cut off my lambs from their beloved. And I am not pleased. So the same as they sown, as shall they also reap. Everything stolen shall be repossessed. The sword they used against my children shall be found in their houses. What they stole, lied, and bartered to attain material things shall be a spoil, I declare it this day. My little ones suffer and shudder as baby lambs left out in the cold, the harsh storms raging against them. And where do they find shelter? Instead of bringing them in and giving them a word of life, they are turned over and shaken for every dime and dollar and sent back out in the cruel elements of the world without a proper covering, virtually and utterly naked. Daughter, so shall it be for those who harm my sheep. You know what the word says regarding these things. Everything I give freely. So shall it be with them who are mine and live out of the ministering of my heart. No longer shall my house be occupied by salesmen and money changers. Their wares are not welcome, and I am not a marketing gimmick. I am the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, and my church shall be built upon my foundation, myself, and they who reject me shall be rejected. My heart can no longer stand to see my children suffer and wander about as children without a father. So, beloved, know this day that the hand strikes 12, and it shall be night. The season is upon you, so brace yourself, for the unspeakable shall emerge. I will have a house of prayer. Not one stone shall be unturned. Maybe then they will repent when the time is in their lavished homes. I have spoken, and until repentance comes, destruction shall reign. My beloved bright stars, my enlightened ones, my holy branch engrafted into the vine, now you shall shine. You shall shine, shine, shine. My holy priesthood, ordered in righteousness, shall assume their positions. The demonstration, the display of your faithfulness, shall be paraded among men. I shall show off my faithful few, so the world may witness what it truly looks like to live for me. Let not your hearts be troubled for what you see. Time is up. It comes. It happens quickly. There you go.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you.
Right,
we worship you. Thank you for sharing that, Mama Pat.
Oh, yeah.
Bill was just
putting
in chat. He says, amen, Pat, and thank you. He thanks you for sending
stuff
you sent. But he was just reiterating one of the things.
This is very uplifting. This is what we need to hear right now. God, we're seeing, you know what we're seeing and why it gives us peace? We're seeing that he understands how we feel, what we're going through. He knows, and he's saying, hang on. I'm coming. I know what you're suffering with all this. I know you have questions. I know you don't know which way to turn. But hang on, because I am coming. I've got it all. And woe to the ones who are throwing sand in his face, okay, and slaughtering us. Their time has come. He's had it.
Yeah. Amen. So this is Bill was just reiterating, I think, what the it said in the first one you read. I awake with a shout, arise, arise, my great army. You see, I am the ultimate general, and my strategy is sure. My army shall stand before me and receive their instructions and medals for service rendered and a job well done. That was the first one, I believe. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, let's do
awesome
communion. So
sure.
Everyone, if you want to do the real communion elements, that's fine. Otherwise, you can do I'm going to do my air communion. So everyone get their communion things ready. All right. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you for allowing yourself to be the ultimate sacrifice, the unblemished lamb sacrificed for our sin, our transgressions, and our iniquities, our sweet Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for sending your only Son. For God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. But thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We repent of our sins. Forgive us of all our sin, anything we've done that's been displeasing to you. Forgive us, Lord Jesus. We just want to please you, so forgive us. Thank you, because of your bloodshed, all of our transgressions, iniquities, and sin have been washed away. And thank you for allowing your body to be scourged and pierced and beaten for us, taking away all of our oppression, all our poverty, all our sickness, disease, and infirmities upon your flesh. Thank you that our flesh was crucified and died with your flesh, Lord Jesus. And because of resurrection from the 3 days that you have done for us, thank you that our bodies are new creations in Christ Jesus and now alive in you from the resurrection. We are now resurrected as well. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Thank you, Jesus. Everyone take your bread or take our bread together. And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Thank you, Jesus, that our sins have been washed away. Everyone take your cup, drink your cup. Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. loving us unconditionally. Thank you, Father God, for loving us unconditionally. We love you unconditionally. We shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. We worship the Lord with gladness. We come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And I want to welcome JoJo. Hi, JoJo. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Love you guys. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
You are unmuted whenever you want to speak. So if you don't want to speak, that's fine, too. But we're going to our second hour. So I'm going to do my, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come, come, Lord Jesus.
Come, Lord
we
Jesus.
Love you. Come today. Come now.
Come
take
and get us,
home.
Us our love.
We love you.
Amen. We love
come.
You.
Coming home. And then we'll go into our second.
Mm-hmm.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming. Still far away.
Perfectly. Wow. Praise you, Jesus. We're coming home. And so we are now in our podcast. So love you, everyone listening in the archives. Love you. Let's see. I know Jason and Jericho listen to the archives. Love you guys. Welcome to the archives.
Love you guys.
Welcome, everyone listening to the archives. Jesus loves you. I want to welcome Bill and Alana and Ben.
Hi, guys.
We've all called Ben as well. Hi, y'all. Welcome.
Hi, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey,
y'all.
How y'all doing?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Yana.
Hi.
Hey, sweetie.
Love you. So, Bill, did you like, I much of my dream of you and Bella, but you were walking in my dream, the two of you. I don't remember much, like I said.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Sweet, sweet.
Yeah. I wish I would remember it. I wish I'd remember all these things, but it was, yeah. It is what it is. You were there. What's going on with you, Bill? Hey, Sarah?
You know, guys, I've done group dreaming before. And I really did it in a secular environment. I did it when I was still in college.
Oh, yeah?
We did a course on dream work. And this professor just said, look, we're going to do an experiment. We're going to have a group dream. So what we're going to do is, you know, 15 minutes before you go to sleep, I want you to have the intention to think about the people in this class and, you know, think about, you know, being together. And you know what? We had a group dream. I saw him. He saw me. And a couple of other people did. And you know what? If we could have done that in a secular environment, I mean, surely, guys, come on. Let's do this. I mean, come on.
I'm game. To everyone, so whoever's game, 15 minutes, so do what Alana was suggesting. So 15 minutes before bed, just pray to Lord, all of us have the same dream, a group dream, and then we can all remember details. And that's like, please let us remember the dream, like when he flashes. Because like, I was saying the timing. So tell us exactly the day that we're going.
Aww.
Remember it, because some people have dreams, and like he'll show them the timing, but then he'll let them forget that part of it. They'll remember all the dream clock or on the calendar.
I believe if we're persistent enough, eventually he'll do it.
Well, yeah, I agree, Ben, because, you know, we are his elopement bride, and as everyone says, we need to know when we're eloping. We are, you know, everyone else doesn't know, but, you know, the bride and the bridegroom know. So we are the bride, and he is our bridegroom.
They have got to know.
We are the elopement bride. We have to know. We know, well, our dresses and our outfits are in your kilts, guys, are already waiting for you. So they're in heaven, but we need to know when to be there.
Oh, my.
So I totally, I'm game. So Lonnie's game, obviously. Who else wants to try this?
Oh, sounds good. Great idea.
Oh, I'm game, yeah.
Well, that would
all
be
right.
A hoot.
Yeah, so everyone, 15 minutes. I guess what you're saying, Luana, is we need to think about everyone in RCC and then talk to the Lord, pray, and then we'll see what he does.
I think the coolest thing ever was... I'm sorry, that's my talking.
Luana, go ahead.
I was just going to say that, you know, we might want to be less specific. You know, and start off kind of slow and just see each other, okay? We don't have to say, I want to see you and I want to see a rapture date, because let's just kind of get used to being in the same space together. Well, you start out.
Yeah, I like that.
Hello.
Sounds good. I've had, you know, dreams of our RCC group, but I haven't had, like, faces. You know, I know in my spirit.
Right.
But I don't know, like, oh, it's Mama Pat, and it's Lana, and Ben, and, you know, Bill. I don't know all that.
No,
with the exception of
right.
I knew in my spirit it was Bill and Bella, and I knew when I had the dream of Jericho, I knew it was Jared in my dream, and I knew, But that's the exceptions. Like the other past RCC dreams that I've had, which have been like our groups waiting in the room, and then waiting at the train station. I knew it was RCC in my spirit, but I didn't know names or I couldn't see faces. I just, with exception, I think the one dream member, we were all in like a room and it was like we're all meeting for the first time, and Red X was, I was like, Red X, where's Red X? And she's like, I'm here. And so I do know she was in my dream as well. So, but other than that, yeah. So I think that's cool, yeah. If I can, like,
yeah,
dream and, like,
see. Yeah, same thing with me, usually. usually I'll know it's somebody, you know, like I just there's no doubt, like I'm not questioning, was that really? No, I knew it was somebody, but I just couldn't see them, you know, or I just wasn't looking at them or anything like that, you know. I think like the coolest thing that happened to me was like 5 months ago, but
goodness.
I did share it on the air. Like I told everybody that, you know, me and Thomas had like pretty much the same dream before, and that was just unexpected, like, but it was, I just remember, like, it was just like a short, like, 1 or 2 second dream. It was like, I was just, like, laying down next to him, and we were playing with a bag of chips for some reason, I don't know, but then, like, he was telling me his dream, and that's what made me remember mine, and he was telling me that he was laying down next to a bunch of people in RCC looking up, and I can't remember the details, but I do remember calling it in. I was like, whoa, let me tell you. And it was like only 2 seconds. And like, so I was like, wow, that was just really cool.
Yeah.
Unexpected, too.
Yeah, I was in the dream, too. Tom Huck said I was lying next to him looking up as well.
Yeah.
So that was, that's cool. He remembered me in the dream.
My goodness.
Awesome that you guys have the same. That's so cool. So that's the same kind of thing that we're gonna have happen tonight.
Yes.
We'll see more people and remember. We'll remember and hopefully see faces. Yeah, but I don't usually see faces. I know bodies. There's a body representing that person in my spirit. I know that it's this person. But the same. I don't know. You know.
Oh my God.
I haven't seen their faces or whatever.
Oh, wow. I just heard this noise outside. It's our generator because we're supposed to get a wicked storm with 60-mile-an-hour winds and 18 inches of snow possibly. And they're testing we got a generator during Sandy, so they just put it on outside, my grandson and daughter, to make sure it's working. That's we could lose power.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
It was pretty dreary here today. It was warm, but rain tomorrow.
The generator's all set. Yeah. My daughter just said the generator's all set. Because in Sandy, we didn't have power for 14 days. And you want to talk about living in hell. A very cold one. So here we go. Oh, my gosh. It's starting to snow tonight. It's going to go to Wednesday.
You know, we're out here tonight, so...
I hope so. I can watch the storm from the clouds. Even sprinkle some snow down on the people. Please, God.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Does
anyone want to share anything? Anyone have anything that they wanted to share, talk about?
I think I'm done. Watch the storm. I have to watch the storms.
Okay, well, I'll step up, you know.
Okay, good.
Go for it.
Okay. Judy knows about this because we kind of did this over email today. So, Judy, if you're listening in the archives, I'm going to spill. I had a rapture sticky fit. No, really. I was all the way out there. I was undone. And, Pat, you know about the dream that I had. I had a dream that I was given a dog, right? And this was a big dog, you know? And I had to teach him how not to bite people, okay? And I know that I can be sort of a fierce creature when I'm...
Can't we all?
Some of us can be a tad fiercer. And believe me, my dog was off the chain. He was off the porch, down the road, sniffing at people. He was really off the chain. I was done. I was, you know, bride putting her foot down, done. And I was about to send it off. I was about to send this thing off. You know, I was in a place. And I heard this voice in my spirit. And the voice said, no, don't send it. If you send it, I won't be able to protect you in the days to come. Oh, okay. Cool. All right. Filed away in the ain't never going to share this one. And then, you know, like 30 seconds later, I got it in my head. This was early this morning. And I got it in my head. I said, I want to check the weather in Jerusalem. That don't even ask me. I wanted to see what the weather was like there, you know, because. And I look, and there's this red bar across the top of my screen. I'm like, excuse me, have to say this, you know? And, huge blizzard, 2 to 3 feet, 80 mile an hour winds. Oh, looks like, what?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, big blizzard. Can't protect me in what's coming. Possible metaphor here.
Oh.
And I have tears in my eyes because sometimes, you know, there's a thing in psychology and psychobabble that's called synchronicity. Mm-hmm. And it has to do with the rhythm sometimes. That things go down. And my having my hissy fit, chaining the dog back up on the porch, saying, I can't protect you, looking, seeing the storm coming, realizing that that storm was a metaphor. I still am kind of floored and overwhelmed and grateful. And it wasn't my choice to keep that puppy on the porch. Well, I was going to let that dog roam. Really, it really wasn't my choice. It was him saying no. Train the dog up. You know, and again we saw the storm. And then I was like, oh, my God, I was right in the crosshairs.
Oh.
I'm right here in the crosshairs. And, you know, and it wasn't like I made some big noble decision. It was that I heard. I didn't. I mean, you know, my dog was off the leash. It was just he was so kind as to come and back and just grab the dog and put it back on the porch before it got a chance to run around. And I just want to testify and I just want to say to God, I want to say thank you. Mm-hmm. I want to say thank you for looking down.
Yeah.
And being attentive to me, especially being attentive to me when my dog was off the hook. You know, I can understand being attentive to me when I'm, you know, doing my daily prayers, yada, yada, yada. You are attentive to me when my dog is off the chain. And warning me when my dog is off the chain. And for that, I am thankful and I am humbled. And I am blown away, and I bless and praise your name. So, that was my deal today. So I will share that with y'all for what it is worth.
Wow, thank you for sharing. Thank you. That's awesome.
Get that puppy a bone.
God is good.
Now, that'll make him good.
That is amazing. He's well.
Now, my dog is not a Jack Russell, believe me.
Yeah, wasn't that a cute thing?
Russell.
Wasn't that cute? Oh my gosh, with the boar. Oh my goodness.
No, he's more like a mastiff, you know.
Oh my goodness, those were so cute. Oh yeah.
But when I realized how gracious God is to love us in the midst of our infirmities, when we fall on our faces, and he just comes and picks us up and gently places us in the midst of, I don't even know that I have words for this, but, you know, I know that we're all impatient for to arrive, and I continuously say this, so you know me and you know my story. And he keeps showing me some new aspect of himself so often in this wait that I don't feel like I'm waiting at all. I feel as though every step of this thing is just so rich that, yes, I'm waiting, but every part of it, the partnership, is so beautiful and so close and so wonderful that I can't prefer one to the other, really. I'm loving every second because he's with me all the time, and he's teaching me all the time, and he's telling me that he loves me all the time, and he keeps growing me up here. And, yeah, I can be impatient, but he's making me waiting so rich. How am I going to complain?
Yeah, and he, you know, he's human, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. So, as you know, proven, he's always there with us during our happy
what.
And our sad, our rants, our
rages,
our tears. He's always there.
And he's faithful.
He's faithful.
He's there all the time.
Pick us up and get us back on the road. Does anyone have a song request?
Oh my. Canadian tenors?
Okay, and what were you going to say, Ben?
No, I'm okay with whatever, but I kind of like Carrie Job Forever. But,
oh, I love that one, too. Okay. Well, I'm going to play a song request. If I can find Tanit. What is the name, one of the names of the Canadian tenor song, Mama Pat?
Oh, I Only Know How to Love?
Okay.
I'll drive everybody crazy with that song. I love it. It's our song. All for all of us.
Okay,
love
here we
word.
Go.
Oh, thank you.
Love you.
Okay.
They say love can take you far. Be yourself and there you are. Once in a lifetime, when will she be mine? Heaven knows. Love can take you up the mountain. the furthest that I've ever been. And I found a way. What does it sound like? When will I know?
Love you.
Forever, forever. We're going to be with you for eternity, Lord Jesus. We love you forever, for eternity. Praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. We love you. All right, peeps. Anyone else have anything they want to say?
Oh, I just had some more of he and I thought was very uplifting, if that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. He says here, give me your trusting thoughts. They honor me as an incense to my goodness. Haven't I told you, as you have believed, so you shall receive? He says, you see, even in nature, she was talking about butterflies she had seen two by two, they all need each other. No living creature escapes from the duty of giving itself. Give, my child, my children, give as I myself gave. This habit of giving, what an armor of power and joy. This is the negation of self. This is my public life after my nights of prayer. You see, there is a way of ceasing to think of your little anxieties. Just think about mine. With me, do everything well. The ordinary things in imitation of my hidden life and the difficult things in imitation of my public life. So she was talking to him, and he said, tell me that it doesn't bother you to go along beside me. What you do cheerfully for me pleases me more. I am in the position of one who fears to impose on his friend, and so is overjoyed when that friend expresses his ever new happiness to be with him. I am not an exacting master. I am the fullness of love. So give yourself with open arms. You know how little children leap to be caught and lifted up into the arms of their father. So I thought that was very consoling for us to hear.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Such a sweet love. He's love. Don't be afraid. And all that.
Amen.
Afraid.
We love you, Jesus.
Yeah, he's so sweet. He's so misunderstood.
Does anyone else have anything you want to share? If not, we'll end church early. And I'm just looking for a song that we can end on. But we love you, Jesus.
We love you, Jesus. We trust you. You've got it all. We're not going to worry. We're not going to fret. We're not going to stress. Just going to continue
Amen.
Loving you. Yeah, be your love to everyone. Your kindness to a dying world.
Amen. All right, now and forever, Lord Jesus. We love you.
Oh, I love this.
life has begun.